Patrick, you ready?
Yes, sir.
This is Warrior Sound. I'm Lawrence Scott, and we are with Patrick McCaw, a member of the 2016 NBA draft class, one of the newest Warriors out of UNLV. And we talked to you a little bit at team headquarters the other day. We will play some of that for the folks in just a moment. But one thing we wanted to dive deeper into right off the start, it's your hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, and the basketball scene. You know, we know a little bit about St. Louis basketball because former Warriors Larry Hughes and David Lee are both from St. Louis. But what is St. Louis basketball?
St. Louis basketball has a great history, a great background. A lot of great players come out of St. Louis. I think we're one of those cities that's very underrated for basketball. We got a lot of great talent. A lot of people don't get a chance to make it as far as they should have, but there's a lot of talent coming out of St. Louis, and I think it's definitely on the rise.
And we talked to you the other day about the NBA Draft Combine, and here's what you had to say about a special meeting with the logo.
Patrick, at the NBA Draft Combine in Chicago, I read you got a chance to sit for a while with Warriors executive board member Jerry West, a true legend in the league. And when you think about sitting down with the logo, what was that experience like?
It was crazy. Just sitting next to Jerry West, you know, the NBA logo was him just expressing himself to me and how much he, you know, loved my game and just instilling his knowledge into me. It was amazing. The experience itself was surreal, and I appreciated it.
What was the combine experience like?
Well, the combine experience was great. You know, you grow up watching it as a little kid, and to actually be a part of it was something special for me. And this whole process, I've just been accomplishing goals that I've always had planned for me as a basketball player. And that was a great experience. I got to meet with a lot of great teams. They interviewed me, a lot of great people. Just expressing how they feel about the game and things like that. And definitely learned a lot. But the combine was definitely a great experience for me.
You know, it takes place in Chicago, and people think of Chicago-style basketball players, and it's that hard-nosed, guard-oriented play in some cases. People think of D. Rose and other folks think of Chicago. They think of, you know, really strong big men in the paint. Kind of transfer here to just down the road. Really, it's only like a four-hour drive, Chicago to St. Louis. What is St. Louis basketball known for?
I think St. Louis basketball is known for players who know how to play. Like, I think we're very underrated. I think we just got great overall players. We play hard. We do everything that we just got a great mix of overall, great overall players. And I don't think we get enough credit for that. And the basketball scene definitely doesn't get expressed or shown as like Chicago and New York and things like that. But I feel like we're definitely on the level of those guys.
Play for one moment here the Board of Tourism for St. Louis. What do people not know about your hometown that they should know for why it's such a cool place to be?
Oh, it's a great city. It's not just the arts. A lot of people say, oh, that's where the arts is. Yeah, it is. But it's a great city. We have a great downtown. There's a lot of things to do. We have the Cardinals, probably the best baseball team in the U.S. That's not being biased. But it's just a lot of things you can do in St. Louis. We got great food. We got great culture. I think St. Louis just doesn't get enough credit for what it has to offer.
You know what? I think you were probably like 7 years old when Nelly dropped Hot in Here, but you're no doubt a fan, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan of Nelly. Definitely, definitely. I think St. Louis, just you got to support everybody, and Nelly made great music.
You know, you ended up at UNLV, and from the Midwest to the desert is quite an acclimation. What was that acclimation like for you?
It was definitely a different experience, you know, going from St. Louis to Las Vegas, the desert. Being a kid, being 18 years old, and, you know, making that transition, I think going to Montrose Christian helped me a lot. Just being away from home and getting adjusted to something entirely new, I think that helped me transition to UNLV. So it really wasn't as bad as I expected it to be. But it was different. I got along with guys on my team pretty well, and I got comfortable. And I think that's what helped me a lot. I got comfortable with the guys on my team. I reached out, communicated with coaches, and just focused on basketball and school. It was a different adjustment just being away from home and not being around family, but everything else started to fall into place so far as my game and just focusing in.
There was one more thing we talked to you about the other day at the team headquarters in the introduction press conference. It was about Summer League and being there in Vegas for college and how that will transition over.
Lawrence? Patrick, at Summer League in Las Vegas, so you'll certainly feel at home at the Thomas and Mack Center, having played there at UNLV. But what are you looking to get the most out of a Summer League experience?
For the past 2 years, I've attended the Summer League and just got to watch, you know, all the games and all the great players that attended and played in it. And now that I'm actually getting this opportunity, it's going to be even better that I went to UNLV. It's going to be like a warm welcome home. So I'm definitely going to have fun.
They love their basketball in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and
they do.
Kind of a family affair, too, for the McCaw family in Las Vegas. Your folks got married there and also on that wedding trip went to Thomas and Mack. And that's a real experience because that is like a college that has a bona fide arena on the campus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, UNLV, I mean, the basketball is the only show in town. So that's the only sports team that the Vegas has. I know that. Starting the product, I mean, like getting a hockey team and stuff like that. But for years, I mean, it's only been basketball. So the fan support is crazy. They love them running level basketball, and they always come out and support no matter what. And I think that's the biggest thing with Vegas. I don't think that's ever going to change the love and the passion that the fans have for UNLV.
Did you get a chance to see that Running Rebels HBO Sports movie a couple years ago that kind of detailed all of what happened in Vegas as Tark kind of helped build this thing?
Oh yeah, with Coach Hartman.
Oh yeah,
Larry Johnson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have to. I mean, you go to that school, you got to know the history behind it.
Well, one last thing here, and it's kind of a personal question, but I was just wondering. I saw four sisters of yours at the press conference the other day. Did ever get to use the bathroom at home growing up?
Actually, I did. Not quite as when I really wanted to. I had to, you know, try to kick somebody out. But definitely, I got a chance to. Use the bathroom when I have to, you know, enforce my will on one of my older sisters or my youngest sister.
Yeah, before you go out, you got to look good. You got to have some time. I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, wow, four sisters. That is so cool.
Yeah.
It added a real balance to, I'm sure, all of your friends coming over to the house and all your teammates and like a real family vibe, I'm sure, all the time.
Oh, yeah, always. That's very family oriented. I love my family. We're just very close, especially my immediate. And the rest of my family as well, just very close, and we all talk almost every day. And I think that's why I'm the young man I am today.
You got a community event coming up on Thursday in St. Louis. What is it? Why do you love doing this stuff? And how much of what you're going to do here in the Bay Area will be similar to what you're doing in St. Louis?
Oh, me as a person, I've always wanted to help other people. That's just my main goal in life. And my old baseball coach and a very close role model to me has an organization called All for Kids. And when I finally just, you know, was able to be a part of something and be able to help as much as I can now, being in my position, it's just an organization that helps, you know, families that's less fortunate, kids that are less fortunate. And we're just going to have a dinner for them. They're going to come out. We're going to be able to feed them and give them free food and just help them out. And I think that was the first thing I did once I was going to make the NBA, just branch out to people, reach out, and definitely help my community.
We love it, Patrick. Thank you so much. We will see you in Vegas for Summer League. Can't wait to see you there.
All right, my man. Appreciate it. Thank you.